The news, read by Belinda Show, the main points. First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya's Pan-African organization, known as African Synergy Against AIDS and Suffering, has significantly pushed down the prevalence rate of HIV and AIDS in Cameroon to 2.7%, up from 5.5%. Insight into the organization's success story as it clocks 22 years today. Gabonese have voted on a new constitution in a referendum which is, if favorable, will lead up to the scheduled presidential polls of August 2025. And in sport, an under-17 football league will begin in the 2024-2025 soccer season in Cameroon. This is the main thrust of FECAFOOT's General Assembly holding earlier today. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications has told senators that sanctions will be meted out against mobile telephone operators who fail to repent their contractual obligations. Minette Libom Liliken was speaking during the question and answer plenary between senators and members of government at the Senate. Senators also expressed concerns over the financial situation of Cameroon's diplomatic services abroad and the promotion of ecotourism. Albert Njembonde reports.
Preoccupied by the numerous adverts sent to citizens by mobile telephone operators, despite poor quality of service, Senator Francois Pouyenné summoned the Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minette Libom Liliken, while admitting abuses, also cited loopholes in the legal instruments regulating the telecom sector in Cameroon, while also explaining some external factors which could as well explain poor quality network, such as cuts in electricity supply and problems with the optical fiber, intimated that the telecom regulatory agency regularly sanctions operators who fail in their contractual obligations. Senator Andreas Lekumzenembo had a question for the Minister of Forestry and Wildlife.
Mr. Minister, in the medium and long-term drive, what does the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife envisage to do in order to match conservation efforts with the growing demand for socio-economic development needs by valorizing existing ecotouristic potentials of these protected areas throughout the national territory?
Sitting for Minister Jules Dorendongo, the Secretary of State, Madame Kusumi Alhaji Epusbuka, intimated that councils and communities hosting parks with endangered species do benefit from spin-offs meant for development projects. Senator Samuel Obamasam was preoccupied by the non-payment of bills in Cameroon's diplomatic services abroad since the e-visa system went into effect. The minister delegate to the Minister of External Relations in charge of cooperation with the Commonwealth, Felix Mbayu, gave clarity.
In spite of the inconveniences, the e-visa project is a successful one. For this year, 2024, what we have received as consular revenue through the e-visa system is upwards of 20 billion francs CFA. But the credits of the embassies have not reduced. They have the same credits. The problem is the cash. We reported to the President of the Republic. The Minister of Finance has been requested to authorize Africa Land Bank to open an account in foreign currency, which means that when the resources come from the embassies, the transfer of their portion would be done expeditiously without having to go through the conversion process.
For close to 40 minutes, proceedings came to an end, chaired by one of the institution's vice presidents, Robin Kelly.
As you heard in the headlines, the African Synergy Against AIDS and Suffering, a Pan-African organization founded by Cameroon's First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, on November 16, 2002, is celebrating 22 years of an unprecedented national and continental impact in the fight against the deadly HIV and AIDS pandemic. In a message to her partners working at all levels of the organization, Mrs. Chantal Biya acknowledges their engagement to respond incredibly to a global global health threat. The message further tells of Cameroon First Lady's determination to consolidate Africa's synergies legacy by ensuring a healthier and safer environment for all in Africa. Joyce Cliff Tata retrospects on the African Synergies services for AIDS and AIDS-free Cameroon.
Created on November 16, 2002, the Pan-African organization African Synergy has for over two decades now stood for the prevention of mother-to-child transmission of AIDS. A priority for Cameroon's First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, UN's Goodwill Ambassador and founding president of African Synergy. In 2003, Mrs. Chantal Biya launched an AIDS-free holiday campaign, a youth-led movement where thousands of young people come together during the holidays to raise awareness among their peers on the dangers of sexually transmitted infections and HIV and AIDS. A human adventure to call young people to turn away from risky behaviors and commit to a future free of the disease. These talks were accompanied by sensitization material donated to various groups involved in the AIDS fight. In addition to this, the African Synergy, working with the CCB, the International Research Center for AIDS, also offers a favorable environment for studies on the resistance to antiretrovirals as well as diseases aggravating HIV such as tuberculosis, hepatitis B and C, and malaria. The center sees to it that the disease is diagnosed and a biological follow-up is carried out to avoid death. So far, the African Synergy can boast of a number of achievements. In 2023, more than 1,000 peer educators were recruited and trained to carry on the command baton and save more lives out there. About 2 million adolescents and young people were sensitized on AIDS through the media, and roughly above 15,000 of them screened. The Pan-African organization plans on championing more of such efforts in order to completely eradicate AIDS in Cameroon and its environs.
The African Synergy has gone past tackling HIV and AIDS to addressing maternal and child health, improving education, reducing poverty, expanding access to health care, and empowering communities. In the following report, Kelly Eben keeps tabs on the Pan-African organization's partnership programs with governments and non-governmental organizations.
For 22 years, the African Synergy has been at the forefront of the fight against HIV/AIDS in Africa, delivering significant progress through education, prevention, and treatment initiatives. Beyond combating the disease, the organization has expanded its focus to address other critical challenges affecting the continent's quality of life. Founded by First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya, the African Synergy has introduced programs targeting maternal and child health, poverty alleviation, and improved access to education. Partnerships with local governments, NGOs, and international agencies have enabled the organization to implement sustainable solutions that reach millions. Key achievements include campaigns to reduce mother-to-child HIV transmission, establish healthcare facilities in rural areas, and promote economic empowerment through vocational training. The African Synergy has also intensified advocacy for gender equality and the fight against stigma surrounding HIV/AIDS, which remains a barrier to treatment and support. Through its holistic approach, the organization continues to be a beacon of hope, striving to create a healthier, more equitable future for African communities.
Staff Lady Ayimbile notes that despite significant progress made by the African Synergy in tackling the HIV and AIDS pandemic, whose current prevalence in Cameroon has dropped to 2.7% from 5.5%, the disease continues to be the leading cause of death among youngsters. Her report.
Despite significant gains against HIV and AIDS, young people still account for more than 30% of all new HIV infections in Cameroon, with young women aged 15 to 24 said to be the hardest hit by the disease. Dr. Joseph Fokam is the permanent secretary of the National AIDS Control Committee.
The use of condom has dropped by 50%, and talk less of female condom, which is even almost abandoned by those who are supposed to be the beneficiary.
A rising trend in unsafe sexual behavior, which the African CNG is working to reverse by testing, screening, and sensitizing millions of young Cameroonians during the AIDS Free Holidays campaign and educative talks in schools.
I have a question to that mother who said she cannot go and discuss with the boyfriend of her child.
Okay. So what is the question?
My question is that if your child, who's a girl, come with his boyfriend in the house, what you do?
A cutting-edge project on HIV prevention and treatment among adolescents is also on course at the CIRCB, the research arm of African CNG. Professor Alexis Sinjolo is the Director General of CIRCB.
Oui, effectivement.
Effectively. The project Cypher at Dola is a project carried out by CIRCB since last year, which will run for 2 years, 2023-2024. It is a 2-year study and it will involve youths aged 10 to 19 years to find out how they respond to new HIV/AIDS treatment introduced not too long in Cameroon.
The objective of African CNG protects the younger generation from calamity, as the executive secretary, Jean-Stéphane Biacha, explains.
We have to keep on sensitizing. We should not just give up. We will not give up or slow down the rhythm of intervention, the rhythm of action. We should maintain. We should keep on fighting because it's something which is avoidable. So if somebody can avoid it, then why not do so?
An over 2-decade-long commitment from Mrs. Chantal Biacha that has led to declining rates in Cameroon's HIV prevalence, now estimated at 2.7%.
In other news, the Vatican Secretary says relations between the Holy See and Cameroon are ancient and strong. Monsignor Paul Richard Gallagher was speaking today at the Mary Queen of the Apostles Minor Basilica in Voli during a pontifical mass celebrated on the occasion of the 10th anniversary of the signing of a partnership agreement between Cameroon and the Holy See. Attending was Minister Melambe.
Administration is present in the midst of the personal representative of the President of the Republic, External Relations Minister Mbelambila, as a show of ecclesia in Africa is manifested in the land it was sealed almost 30 years ago. The homily is delivered by the Pope's envoy, who also doubles as the Vatican Foreign Affairs Minister.
Jesus identifies with all those who are left behind or the outcast of the society, and to welcome them is to welcome Jesus himself.
The Vatican chief diplomat hails Cameroon's hospitality towards refugee communities amidst internal challenging dynamics.
For 8 years now, this country has been living a situation of extreme violence in a socio-political crisis in the northwest and southwest regions, and radical religious extremism in some communities of the great north regions. This violent unrest has forced your brothers and sisters to flee their lands, homes, villages, and towns to find refuge elsewhere.
The normal mass features are performed like offertory, communion, and the final blessings. The mass is said, all live in the sanctity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
You're listening to CRTV Network News. a little over 100 inhabitants of the Nanatu locality in Okolam, Central Region, diagnosed with glaucoma and cataracts, will receive surgery at the Maghrebi Eye Institute in Obak. The development comes after an eye screening campaign organized by the Eye Institute in collaboration with a foundation in that community. Pelsa of CRTV Center was at the campaign.
Eye care proves to be expensive to some, especially persons living in rural areas. With this in mind, the Barnabé Onana Foundation, in collaboration with the Maghrebi Eye Institute, set up an eye screening campaign at the Vognamatu Palace of the Second Class Chief to offer its services free of charge. François Xavier Onana, member of the Barnabé Onana Foundation.
We focus on vision because most people don't have money to supply to get what they need. We try to solve a problem and do something for our community.
In the course of the three-day campaign, 750 elderly persons and youths benefited from consultations for various eye diseases. Alvin Abondo, beneficiary.
Je préfère mon examen.
I was able to carry out my test free of charge. I'm happy and grateful. I received a lenses and eye drops.
Chris Kwa is outreach coordinator from the Maghrebi Eye Institute.
More than 60 cataracts have been diagnosed, and around 40 persons who have been diagnosed by glaucoma who will be referred to me next week, so we will take care of them.
The beneficiaries were also briefed on the importance of early diagnosis and treatment measures to cater for the eye. Traditional heads equally received awards and attestations for having participated in the seminar on conflict management prior to the eye screening campaign. PELSA, CRTV Center.
The 10th edition of the University Festival of Arts and Culture has wrapped up in Douala with a strong appeal to participants to continue showcasing their artistic and cultural talents both nationally and internationally. The call was made by the Secretary General at the Ministry of Higher Education, Professor Wilfred Gapsa, during the trophy award ceremony for the winners of the competition. Madonkwele Bezati tells us more.
After 6 days of competition in 22 disciplines, the universities of Douala, Yaoundé 1 and 2 grabbed most of the trophies at the end of the 10th edition of the University Festival of Arts and Culture. Closing the event in Douala, the Secretary General at the Ministry of Higher Education, personal representative of the Minister, Professor Wilfred Gapsa, appreciated the close to 1,500 youths who used their skills to promote Cameroon's rich cultural diversity and, above all, peaceful coexistence. Wanali Tumbe Theresia Ndoko is the Director of University Works Assistance at the Ministry of Higher Education.
Apart from the regular academics that they pursue, it is necessary for them to concentrate on their artistic and cultural talents as well as their sporting talents so that in future they will not rely only on their academic qualifications to be able to earn a living.
Dressed in different traditional attires from the 10 regions of the country, the youths bid farewell to the authorities and their peers through a march pass brandishing their trophies. An enriching and exciting experience it was for most of them. Chi Ovine, Tamunang.
This is my first appearance and I took the bronze for the citizenship category, and I believe next time I'm going to do more, taking the gold. It was a nice experience. We had different groups, dance, some of the choirs, a lot of competition, and I must say it was a good experience.
Rendezvous has been taken for 2025 in the University of Yaoundé 1. Madonkwele Bezati, CRTV News, Douala.
A trailblazer in women's empowerment and inclusion since the colonial era in Cameroon, Mama Prisca Namundo Kange, has been celebrated in Great Sopo Boya, Southwest Region. At 90, she's hailed as a model of patience and dedication, particularly for her efforts in guiding women on building happy and stable marriages. The celebration followed a Thanksgiving service held in her honor today with heartfelt messages of gratitude from her community. More with Kange Leon Cesar of CRTV Southwest.
The celebration kicked off with service at Salem Baptist Church Great Sopo, where even top administrative officials in the region, including the likes of Governor Bernardo Kalia Bilai, answered present. while Mama Priska Namundokange clocks 90. The general perception is that it is the perfect opportunity to celebrate her worth, which has no doubt accumulated over the years.
Eleno FOC Kange Epus Akale. I am Mami's second daughter. She was the one who started making Bible Kwakuku and encouraged all the young girls in the village. She taught little girls how to be industrious, how to be wonderful wives, patient in marriage. They called her Salem, sweet mother.
The message of the day centered on building relevance after success, and it is for such reasons that the pastor reiterated the celebration was paramount.
Pastor Koban Sike, a resident pastor of Native Baptist Church, Salem, Great Support, is paramount. Apostle Paul said that you should look for people who have worthy testimony. God himself recognizes the worth of a human being. So that's why it's very important for us to celebrate people.
The event ended with merrymaking and a general belief that a huge segment of women and girls will continue in the footsteps of Mama Priska Namundokange. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Boya.
Elsewhere, the Mundan communities of Cameroon and Chad are embracing collaboration, united in their commitments to cultural excellence. Together, they are preparing for the 2025 Mundan International Festival in Chad, building on the success of the 2023 festival in Kaile, Cameroon. Details with Henry Tatoy Kambi.
Two heads are better than one. It is this idiomatic expression that the Mundangs of Cameroon and that of Chad have implemented through a meeting in a bid to make the 2025 Mundang International Festival in Chad a success. His Majesty Taibin Gaba was the president of the organizing committee of the 2023 Mundang International Festival that took place in Kaile, Cameroon.
This is a meeting between the organizing committee of the International Mundang Festival that will take place in Chad, Kofi Zam, which is in its third edition, and the organizing committee of the International Mundang Festival, Fi Mundang, that took place here in Kaile, Cameroon, in 2023. Together, we are sharing knowledge and experiences so that the 2025 festival in Chad will go on well.
In the presence of a satisfied Chadian delegation, the tour of festival's project that aims to promote cultural diversity and exchange between Central African countries was also unveiled as a plus to the upcoming Mundang International Festival in Chad. The project is led by Dr. Taibe Ngaba.
The tour of festivals project in the CIMAC sub-region is out to support the two sister organizations, Beza and Taiki.
Ideas like beginning early, working with those who are willing instead of waiting for everyone to be willing, adopting an aggressive publicity campaign were all raised during the meeting.
On this rather sad note, the late chief of the Mbeka people in the Ocean Division, who died on October 3, His Majesty Ntsangandigi, has been laid to rest. During his funeral ceremony in the presence of South Governor Felix Ngelengele and some government ministers, his friends and family eulogized him as a leader who valued dialogue for peace. Bruno Ndongwe Fongwe reports from CRTV South in Kribi.
Dirges and a melancholic atmosphere clamped the funeral activities of the late third-class chief of the Mbeka village in Kribi, His Majesty Tsagadzege. In eulogies by friends, family and well-wishers, he was described as a man of honor who gave value to dialogue to promote peace and mutual coexistence. Blessed Mbwambo Biakele and Veronique Mampuyambio are daughters of the deceased.
Love everybody who like peace, and I know that his wish was that everyone in our family continue in that way.
In God be the glory. He give, he took. We just say thank you to the Lord.
The funeral ceremony was entrenched in deep traditional rites before a church service by the Seventh-day Adventist ministry. Amongst the mourners, the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Gene, the Governor of the South Region, Felix Ngelengele, Director Generals, other state officials, and traditional leaders who described the deceased as an impartial chief. Bertrand Fouendono is Divisional Officer of Kribi 1.
We know that Majesty Tsagadzege was
a man of peace, a man of progress, a man of justice.
Jean-Gustave Tsagadzigi was traditionally introduced as the new chief of the Mbeka third class chiefdom until it is made official by administrative authority. The late Majesty, popularly called Papa Manasseh, was then conveyed to his resting place, where family and friends continue to think of him in prayer. Bruno Donwifunwe, CRTV, Kwebi.
Out of Cameroon, nearly 1 million people in Gabon are said to have cast their ballots today in a referendum on whether the country should adopt a new constitution. The draft constitution imposes a 7-year term renewable only once instead of the current charter that allows for 5-year terms renewable without limit. The draft needs more than 50% of the vote cast to be adopted, and that is in that case, Gabonese will go to the poll in August 2025 to elect a new president for the oil-rich country. In sport, the 2024-2025 Elite 1 and 2 football championships will start in the weeks ahead. The information was disclosed today by the president of the Cameroon Football Federation, Samuel Eto'o, at the end of their ordinary general assembly, which took place at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo. Harrison Ashutiku has the details.
After more than 5 hours of deliberation, the Cameroon Football Federation General Assembly announced the start of the 2024-2025 season of the Elite 1 and 2 championships in the weeks ahead. They also disclosed the start of the Under-17 Football League across the country. SNAFOC's accreditation has been withdrawn by the FA, replacing them with the National Association of Cameroon Footballers. The Assembly also authorized the Executive Bureau to work in collaboration with the Ministry of Sport and Physical Education to revise the 2015 convention with the said ministry. These will be guided by the recommendation of FIFA. Decisions taken in the executive meeting this Friday, like the appointment of the new Secretary General Mandung Isak to replace Blessed Junang, and the appointment of the president of PWD of Bamenda, Pascal Abunde, and Pierre Batamak of Avion Academy into the FECAFOOT executive were approved by the General Assembly. The president of the Cameroon Olympic and Sports Committee, Kalkaba Maboum, applauds the serenity in which the dialogue took place.
I realize that the understanding among the stakeholders of these sports is going on very smoothly. I'm happy to say that the dialogue between the stakeholders is a reality now.
Victorine Fomum is a member of the General Assembly.
Most of the decisions taken by the Executive Committee have been approved by the General Assembly.
The Ordinary General Assembly of the Cameroon Football Federation rounded up at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo with all the 53 delegates as well as other stakeholders involved in the deliberations, satisfied with the decisions adopted.
Still in sports, the professionalization of Cameroon football will continue to break grounds with the imminent start of an Under-17 football league across the country as from the 2024-2025 soccer season. The president of the Cameroon Football Federation, FECAFOOT, Samuel Eto'o-Fiss, shared the plan today with members of the General Assembly in their get-together at the headquarters in Bankomo. On that note, we conclude this newscast with a recap of the main points. First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya's Pan-African organization, known as African Synergy Against AIDS and Suffering, has significantly pushed down the prevalence rate of HIV and AIDS in Cameroon to 2.7%, up from 5.5%. Plus, Gabonese have voted on a new constitution in a referendum which, if favorable, will lead up to the scheduled presidential polls of August 2025. And in sport, an Under-17 Football League will begin in the 2024-2025 soccer season in Cameroon. This is the main thrust of the FECAFOOT General Assembly holding earlier today.